The Steve Gruber Show. Jump starting your day with the news that matters.
After the hour now, and thanks for stopping in. This part of the program brought to you by Wheat Jewelers. WheatJewelers.com, the place to find all your best Spartan jewelry. All your best Spartan jewelry at WheatJewelers.com. Plus, engagement rings 3,000 strong, plus have something custom-made and shipped anywhere in the state of Michigan. Go to WheatJewelers.com, talk to Kevin, tell him I sent you along. As you know, I am on my Northern Michigan tour right now, broadcasting this day from the studios of WMKT in Petoskey. We'll return to the Northern Studios in Boyne City tomorrow for the program. But circulating around, we'll be in Burt Lake and Charlevoix and Lake Michigan. Won't make it all the way to Mackinac Island this year, but if you do, you might see something different cruising around. A new emergency response boat being used by the Mackinac Marine Rescue Team, helping to save lives in and around Mackinac Island, because invariably, when you're out on the water, and you put a lot of people out on the water, too much sun, too much fun, and every now and then something can go wrong. Sam Barnwell here, the Mackinac Marine Rescue Officer in charge, to talk about it. Sam, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for joining us here in Northern Michigan.
Well, you know, I think I'll be joining you a lot more. I just love this part of the state. What's not to like? I mean, you live up here. What's not to like?
There's nothing not to like, and the weather is just beautiful. So.
Yeah, you know what you don't have up here? I haven't even mentioned this to the folks in the southern part of the states. There's no mosquitoes.
Not this year.
There's not. Yeah, I don't know why, but, you know, in the southern part of the state, we're getting pounded, so that's a nice bonus up here. But, Sam, tell me about this. A new emergency response boat being used by the good folks there at the Mackinac Marine Rescue. What is it, and how is it different and better?
Yeah, we acquired a 31-foot boat made out of safe boats in Seattle. Kind of custom-built for us up here in the Great Lakes. It's built off of a platform that the Coast Guard and the Border Patrol use, but more specially tuned for us here on the island. As an island with a lot of visitors, we have a great medical facility with our medical center, the fully licensed ER, but there's often times that you still need to go down to a cath lab or surgery at some of our other fine Northern Michigan hospitals. And it's really set up for us to be able to do medical evacuations off the island with our EMS personnel. And then also provides a great platform that's enclosed and has good communications for handling rescues out in the Great Lakes, where we often work with three or four different agencies due to the size of the lakes and the conditions that we have up here.
Oh, sure. You can run into all sorts of problems. Now, as I read about this boat, how long is this boat? 31 feet?
31 feet, yeah.
I mean, this boat is like a superhero out here. It has a top speed of 41 knots. What's that, about 44, 45 miles an hour? So it's a fast boat for its size. It has a heated cabin, a 500-gallon-a-minute fire pump, so in case you got a fire out there, infrared cameras, radar. You can drop the front of the boat and do beach landings. It can carry up to 26 people. Is there anything this boat can't do?
Yeah, we're pretty much set up for anything as long as we can keep the waves under 8 feet and the winds under 30 miles an hour. We're a great vessel to be out there. Mackinac County is one of the longest counties in the country, and we really see ourselves as a county resource, you know, not just Mackinac Island. And it's a lot of beach to cover. And so that speed gives us the ability to get out to the beautiful sand dunes on US 2 and out into the islands like Cedarville and Hessel. And Mackinac Island is kind of centrally located to be able to reach all those areas, even the Straits of Mackinac.
All right, Sam, you got to tell me. We're on the line with Sam Barnwell, the Mackinac Marine Rescue Officer in charge of this new boat, this 31-foot gem. What's its name?
Its name right now is just still on the military-type naming. It's 31955. 31 is its hull length, and 955 is the last digit of its hull ID. So nothing pretty there. And she hasn't quite earned a nickname yet.
But she will.
Every good vessel needs a nickname, but she needs to earn it. And
well, absolutely.
She's still too new to have acquired just the perfect nickname yet.
So there in Mackinac County, I mean, give me an idea. I mean, obviously, you know, the Coast Guard's there if the winds are over 30 miles an hour or a heavy rescue or whatever. But obviously, this is going to be an asset to help the Coast Guard, to help the county, as you mentioned, in this long county that covers a tremendous amount of coastline and water. How often this time of the year do you get a distress call, either from somebody that's having, like you said, maybe a medical event, or somebody that's having a problem out on a boat where they're stranded or there's a fire? I mean, how often do these things come up?
Hey, well, we're about 6 weeks into our experience so far, and right now we've run 7 medical evacuations off the island. We've had 2 search and rescues. One sheriff's department was able to locate on shore, and the other one were some paddle boaters that we were able to find off of St. Ignace to get them back to help. And then also, I mean, some of the just community good things we're able to do. Cloverland Electric, our power company, had their guy over here to put the power back on 4th of July, and unfortunately couldn't fly home. Well, here's a guy who's in his 30s, 4th of July evening, can't get home to his family. Well, we were able to then take care of some of that. Just good, you know, the right thing
to do.
The
proper
situation.
The proper and patriotic.
Family on 4th of July.
Yeah, absolutely. And for my wife listening, honey, did you hear that? Stranded paddle boaters. Another reason to hate paddle boats. I'm sorry. I just had
to stand my head. It's a big lake, and not every piece of equipment is necessarily the right thing for a big lake. But, you know, people enjoy their days in many different ways.
Everybody deserves a sign, and if you take a paddle boat out onto the Straits of Mackinac, here's your sign. Sam Barnwell, thank you so much. Great luck I hope you have with this boat, and it sounds like, you know, 7 medical evacuations, 2 search and rescue. It's already showing its how much of an asset it is to you guys, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. We look forward to seeing you here on the island.
There you have it. Sam Barnwell, everybody. Appreciate it, Sam. From the Mackinac Marine Rescue Team, he is the officer in charge. And that boat is 31955 for now, until she earns herself a nickname, which she will. But with 7 medical evacuations and these search and rescues all already under the belt of this boat, you know, what an asset for the people of Mackinac County and the state of Michigan. All part of our northern tour of the Steve Gruber Show. It's a beautiful Wednesday. We'll be right back.